President John Dramani Mahama has appealed to Ghanaians to bear with the government and pay a little more for electricity until March next year when the gas project comes on stream. He said currently Ghana gets only 30 million cubic feet of gas from the West African gas project instead of the 120 million the government signed for. As a result, the government still spends a substantial amount to import light crude oil to power the thermal plant to generate electricity. President Mahama said this when he had a town hall meeting with the Northern Region MMDCEs, NDC regional executives, and the rank and file of the party in Tamale. President Mahama said the technical committee set up by the government to look into the recent water and electricity tariff hike by the PURC will present its recommendation to the government this week, said the Yeha's father's report.
The town hall meeting was open and frank, and the people wanted more information on national issues and development in the NDC. President Mahama was optimistic that when the country's gas begins to flow, it will reduce electricity generation by 70% as against the use of light crude oil.
We're getting only 30 million standard cubic feet. The contract with West African Gas Pipeline is for 120 million standard cubic feet. So what it means is that the rest of the thermal plants that we have to import light crude oil to generate the power. When you use gas, the value of gas you use to produce 1 kilowatt hour of electricity is 30% of 1 kilowatt hour of electricity with crude oil. So the cost of crude oil is 70% higher than gas. And we're having to run almost all our thermal plants now on light crude oil. We're working very hard, and every week I get an update on the Ghana gas processing plant because that is what will bring us relief. Next year, our own gas is coming into the system. When it comes into the system, it will relieve us a bit. But between now and when it comes, do we want to go back into the title they gave me, Doomso Doomso? So for now, we must accept to pay a little more.
The focus of the government is to increase electricity generation to 5,000 megawatts by 2016. Thus, President Mahama said the government alone cannot achieve it without the active involvement of independent power producers. There's therefore the need to pay realistic tariffs to sustain the sector.
The reason for us to have attractive tariffs too is because we have private companies now coming out and setting up thermal plants to add into our electricity availability. It's not only government doing it now, because Ghana's electricity consumption is growing by between 7 and 10% per year. Government alone cannot raise the investment to provide that generation. And so we rely on the private sector to also come and complement. Now the private sector come in and generate, can you sell their power at a subsidy? You can't. And we want to make Ghana able to meet her electricity needs and even to export. But even with the current 78% increase, government is still subsidizing more than 1 million consumers of electricity.
The president announced that from next year, cabinet meetings will be held every month in each region. The chairman of the National Development Planning Commission, P.V. Obeng, other appointees and party executives addressed the gathering.
Seth Aya reporting.